Hit it. The president wants to spy on 200 million Americans without a warrant. Has he read this document, which he was sworn to uphold?
Now, I will not have you libel Abraham Lincoln.
I don't understand the problem with registering guns. We register cars.
Mark Levine brings you the news the government doesn't want you to know.
Today, an explosive story about connections between white supremacists and Islamic terrorists.
When there's a conflict between Scalia's conservative values and the Constitution of the United States, he throws away the Constitution.
When we do have secret prisons, that is not what America's all about.
Let's go to Mark in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good evening, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. The elections are 3 months away. Every member of the House of Representatives is up for re-election, as are one-third of the nation's Senate. Well, the Republicans are convinced that they are going to win the elections. They're going to take over the House. They're going to make John Boehner the Speaker of the House. And they are going to bring us back to the glorious years of George W. Bush. They're convinced they're going to win, and I thought tonight I would explore all the many reasons that Americans have to vote for the Republicans. Republicans know all they have to do is convince America that Obama is a failure, that Congress is a failure, that the economy is a failure, that America is a failure, and lo and behold, they will win the elections. This is, of course, the strategy that they've determined for about a year and a half now, when they decided to vote no, and indeed to filibuster, everything the Democrats have tried to do. Will this strategy succeed? What are the reasons that Americans should vote for the Republican Party this fall? Well, let's start with the fact that if you like George W. Bush, you can get his policies again under this Congress. Let's say, for example, that you really dislike Social Security, and if you've been watching a lot of the right-wing news, they'll tell you Social Security is a terrible, terrible thing. If you've been paying into the system, give up that money. Start again. Put your money in the stock market. You should have more faith in the stock market. If you have more faith in the stock market than you do in Social Security, then Republicans can end that dastardly program that has only existed since the 1930s and clearly isn't working very well. Another reason to vote Republican, maybe you don't like Medicare. Now, 94% of Americans who get Medicare like it, but maybe you're one of those ornery 6%. You would prefer to pay to health insurance companies. You prefer that Kaiser look over your wealth, your health, I should say, rather than your doctor, rather than the government. You don't like Medicare, you don't like Social Security. Those are good reasons to vote for Republican this fall. But there are other reasons, too. The Republican leader, and it's not quite clear who that is. Is it Rush Limbaugh? Is it Sarah Palin? Is it John Boehner? Probably a person you may not have heard of, but the person that the Republicans think they can install as Speaker of the House in just a few months. But what Rush Limbaugh has said is that he wants Obama to fail. And in order to make Obama fail, one of the best things that the Republicans can do is to make the economy fail. You see, as the economy goes down, what happens? Well, more people want to vote for the Republicans. Indeed, when the last numbers came in about a month ago, showing that the GDP had only grown 2.5%, well, a lot of Republicans claimed there was going to be a double-dip recession. And they cheered because they knew that if America is in decline, that is the best way for the Republicans to take victory. So let's say you run a foreclosure business. Let's say that you make a lot of money off bankruptcies. Let's say that you're in the repo business and you like to get back people's cars. If so, these are great reasons to vote for Republicans this fall. Or let's just say you oppose government regulation. Well, we're going to go through tonight, over the next hour, all of the many reasons, whether it's government regulation, whether it's the economy, whether it's immigration, because I think that the party should be judged by what they do, not just what they say. Let's explore the recent Republican votes. For example, the vote against payment to the unemployed. Let's say that you think that people who are unemployed for a couple years now, for some of them, and even though it was caused by the recession, you think they need to get up and get a job. Just anything. Find anything. And if they can't find anything, well, they really shouldn't eat, because, you know, you only should eat if you have a job. If you believe that, then you would support the Republicans' opposition to unemployment insurance. Or let's say you believe that those in the nobility class should be able to not work and make hundreds of millions of dollars tax-free. If so, then you want to kill great-granddaddy Moneybags, or at least hope he dies right here in calendar year 2010. This is something else the Republicans strongly believe in and have set up. The idea that if you're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars, and you're not going to earn it, and you're not going to work for it, it should be tax-free. See, the Republicans believe that if you're a waitress, if you're a secretary, if you're someone who is, working as a construction worker perhaps, and then you need to pay a certain amount in taxes, 25, 30% perhaps. But if you are an interest fund manager, let's say you handle hedge funds, let's say you make 100, 200 million a year, well, they believe you should be paying much less. And indeed, under current Republican proposals, the 400 richest people in America only pay 16%. If you're one of those 400 richest people in America, you want to vote Republican this fall. The Democrats have a plan, and we're going to show you some examples of this. My recent appearance on Fox's Cashing In, where we argue this point. Democrats have a plan to make the 400 richest Americans pay the same tax rate that you and I pay. They actually want to make people that make hundreds of millions of years. They may only make Warren Buffett pay as much taxes as his secretary. Well, we all know that the super rich shouldn't be paying these taxes. At least, I shouldn't say we all know, those of you that want to vote Republican. And for example, if you don't believe in work, now if you're poor, you know, well, let's just say if you believe that the poor need to work very, very hard, then you want to vote Republican. But if you believe that the rich shouldn't vote, shouldn't work very hard, if you believe, as I said, that great-granddaddy Moneybags can die this year and give you hundreds of millions of dollars and you don't have to work a bit, it's great. You don't have to work. You don't have to raise your hands. You can sit back on one of your many gold yachts and just watch the money rain in. Well, then you want to vote Republican because the Democrats want to do something really horrible. They want to take great-granddaddy Moneybags. Let's say he's going to give you $100 million, all right? They want to say that after $10 million or so, that next $90 million can be taxed. And, you know, how are you going to keep up your six yachts and your small island, that little island that all rich people have? If you only have $50 million, you need at least $80 million, $90 million to keep the upkeep of that island. But if you believe, for example, that deficits should grow larger, so that the super rich, those that make 100, 200, 300 million, can get more, you're gonna wanna vote Republican this fall. There really are a lot of reasons to vote Republican. One of the big reasons has to do with regulation. Let's talk about regulation because Republicans will tell you that regulation is the worst possible thing in America. There's far too much regulation. They will point, for example, to the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, under the Bush administration, the SEC was busy watching porn on their computers, allowing Bernie Madoff to commit fraud of hundreds of millions of dollars. And even better, they didn't regulate credit derivative swaps at all. Let's say that you own a bank. Let's say you own Citibank, not as a shareholder, because Republicans believe that shareholders shouldn't be able to choose who runs the bank. Let's say you're a chief executive officer of a major bank or insurance company. And let's say you want to gamble. You know, Vegas. How much can you bet in Vegas? $1 million? $2 million? You want to bet big. You want to bet in the billions. Maybe you want to bet in the hundreds of billions. But like most gamblers, you have a problem. You see, if you bet right and you win, sure, you make hundreds of billions of dollars. But if you bet wrong and you lose, you might just lose your job. What do? Vote Republican. That way, even if you fail big time, you can go to the taxpayers to bail you out hundreds of billions of dollars. And even best, you personally can make millions. Let's look at an example, say, of BP chairman Tony Hayward. All right? If you are Tony Hayward, now he's an English citizen. Robert Dudley's taking over his BP. But let's say you're the CEO of BP. You're going to want to vote Republican. Because Republicans believe in a lot of things that you're going to like. One of the things they believe in is they believe that shareholders should not be able to determine who's chairman of the company. I mean, who are the shareholders, really? They're just the owners of the company. Why should the owners determine who runs it? No. If you want to be a chief executive officer of a major American corporation, and you want to be able to lose, as, say, Tony Hayward did, he lost $30 billion for his company. Now, the Democrats, including Ken Feinberg, the Pazar, appointed by President Obama, the Democrats believe that if you lose $30 billion, that you should also lose your job. Crazy. But the Republicans don't. The Republicans believe in rewarding failure. And so they very much support the idea that Tony Hayward will now make $18 million a year. $18 million after losing $30 billion. You know, I'll tell you, I want that job too. I'd do better. I'll bet I could lose a mere billion and I'd do it for $10 million. So I guess if they can offer me that job, I gotta vote Republican. But what if you think that working people need to be fired? What if you think, for example, that unions are too powerful, that we have too much police, too many teachers, too many firefighters, and we need to cut them? We need to cut them. We need to make sure that more children are crowded in one classroom. We need to make sure that crime goes up. We need to make sure that more fires are not put out, because after all, that doesn't help us that much, right? If you believe in less firefighters, if you believe in less teachers, if you believe in fewer police officers, and if you believe in more state taxes, you're going to want to vote Republican this fall. How do I know that? Well, I know that because, let's face it, that is the policies that this Republican Congress has voted for. The best way to understand how the Congress is going to vote is to understand who's going to run that. And in the next hour, we're going to talk about the specific policies the Republican Party has voted for. Things like ending Social Security, ending Medicare, making sure that you can gamble with taxpayer funds, making sure that you don't have to follow safety regulations in the Gulf. And if you support these policies, gosh knows, you need to vote Republican this fall. Or maybe you're concerned about corruption. I know the Democrats have a problem with people like Charlie Rangel. Republicans are talking about him, and he's going to go on trial. Well, the Democrats believe that if you've done something wrong, you should be put on trial. All the facts should come out, and you should be punished. But let's say you believe that you shouldn't be punished. Let's say you believe in bribery. I mean, let's say you're a tobacco company, and you want to make sure that Republicans and Democrats, or at least Republicans, vote for tobacco subsidies. You want to make sure that the taxpayers give your company a lot of money. Then you're going to love the next Speaker of the House, John Boehner. John Boehner personally handed tobacco checks on the floor of the House to people that were voting to take taxpayer dollars and give them to tobacco subsidies. It was a great bargain for the tobacco companies. You paid John Boehner maybe $1 million, and you got $100 million back from the taxpayers. If you like that kind of government, you're going to want to vote Republican this fall. And we'll talk about other reasons to vote Republican when we come back. If you have your own to share, 888-488-MARK. Back after this.
Saving for retirement might be easy for some folk, but for others, it might take a little more work. And for those who haven't started, there are still things you can do to catch up.
Oh, that is good news.
Like getting out from underneath past debt. And don't get wrapped up with high-interest credit cards.
Get you some eyes.
Be diversified with your investments. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Your financial goals are not out of reach. The choice is clear. For a happy ending, choose to save.
Everyone with alcohol and drug addiction is in the same boat. With treatment, you can find solid ground. For drug and alcohol information and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Dude, are you sure you want this tattoo? Because
just do it.
Some mistakes in life are permanent, like hearing loss. To learn how to protect your hearing, visit ASHA.org.
You've probably heard about heart disease, but did you know that it's the number one killer of women nationwide? Heart disease claims more lives each year than breast cancer, lung cancer, or strokes combined, but there are steps you can take to protect yourself against it. For more information on how you can prevent heart disease, contact your local American Heart Association or visit their website at www.americanheart.org.
Here again, The Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to The Inside Scoop. The midterm elections are just 3 months away. And I believe the parties should be judged on what they've done. I think you should judge the Democrats on what they've done, the Republicans on what they've done, and what they propose to do. Now, let's say you think that Congress is too effective. You believe that, well, health insurance companies have your best interests at heart. They should not be regulated. They should be able to charge whatever they want. If they want to charge thousands of dollars just to get some penicillin pills, that is their right. This is America. That is their capitalistic right. They should be able to charge you whatever they want. If so, if you don't believe in regulating health insurance companies, maybe you own one yourself, well, you would be very much opposed to the Democratic Congress, which fought tooth and nail against the Republicans to get health care reform. In fact, this Congress, of course, was the first Congress to successfully do that. Harry Truman tried, and virtually every president, every Democratic president since then has tried. And what did they try to do? They tried to make sure that health insurance companies could not charge whatever they wanted. They tried to make sure that children under 26 would be covered by their parents' plan. They tried to make sure that people with pre-existing conditions, people born with genetic diseases, would be covered. But let's say you don't want that. Let's say you are perfectly healthy. And let's say you know for a fact that you will never become unhealthy. You know because, I don't know, maybe you talk to God, whatever reason, you know you'll never be hit by a car. You're never going to get cancer. You're never going to have a heart attack. You know that you will never need health care from the moment you're born till the moment you die. Well, you might need it when you're dying. You know you'll never die. Let's say you know you're immortal. You know you're immortal and perfectly healthy. You're going to want to vote for the Republican Party because, after all, why should your dollars go to all those inferior sick people, right? They're the ones using the money, you know, the 14-year-old that's got some kind of disease and needs to walk again. She's going to get your money. If you know that you're going to be perfectly healthy, you want to vote Republican. Let's say, for example, you know that your house is never going to burn down. You know that. You have fire-retardant bedposts. You've got everything right. You're not going to need firefighters. You want to make sure that the firefighters are punished in your local city, that their unions are punished, and that they're out of a job. Well, you're going to want to vote Republican. Now, how do I know this? I'm not just saying this. How do I know this? Well, we know for a fact the Republicans voted against the Obama stimulus package. And in the Obama stimulus package was aid to the states. Now, the states, as you may know, suffer under a recession. They have less tax receipts coming in. They've got more going out in unemployment and things, welfare and medical bills, things like that. And so naturally, states really hurt. And so because of the recession, they have to cut back on teachers and firefighters and state workers and people that, you know, state parks, things like that. All those things have to be cut. Now, it's not the state's fault that there's the recession. But I got to say, I think that there are some people out there that just want to make sure that poor people, middle-class people, working people, those people that don't get the estate tax from great-granny Dunny Bunny Dags, we're not going to touch that, not the Republicans at least. But there are people that think that they need to be punished, that really unions need to suffer. And if you believe that, you're going to want to vote for Republicans this fall. Don't worry. They're not going to touch your estate tax. You'll still be able to make hundreds of millions of dollars tax-free as long as you've got the right rich uncle who dies and leaves you the money. That's the Republican plan. But if you think that unions are too strong in America, if you think working people have too many jobs, well, you're going to want to vote Republican this fall. Now, let's talk about something else in the stimulus package because this is very much very important and gets too little notice. Let's talk about the Obama tax cut. The largest middle class tax cut in American history. Americans are paying less taxes now than at any time in 60 years due to President Obama. And if you hate that and you think the middle class needs to pay more taxes, if you are one of the 98% of Americans, they got a tax cut under Obama, and you think you need to pay more taxes, you're going to want to vote Republican. Because every single Republican, save two, voted against that middle-class tax cut. So let's say you think you're not paying enough taxes. Let's say you make $100,000 a year, and you want to pay a lot more in taxes. Well, you're going to want to vote Republican. Because Obama wants to let the middle class tax cuts continue year after year after year. The Republicans are filibustering. They do not want, now this may sound strange to you, because Republicans claim to want tax cuts. Don't be fooled. They don't want tax cuts for 98% of Americans. They do want tax cuts for the super rich. Now, if you make $200,000, $250,000, really there's no real difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. You won't be taxed much more by either one. But let's say you make $10 million a year. Now you really want to vote Republican. Because if you make $10 million a year, the Republicans do not mind adding to the deficit, adding $678 billion to the deficit just to make sure that you get more money. That is a great reason to vote Republican. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. Let's play, I was recently on Fox News on Cashin' In. Let's play some of the discussion between me and the other guests, and let's try to figure out what it is that conservatives really want to do in America.
Of wealth is all it is.
Mark, let me read you a quote from Michael Goodwin over at the New York Daily News. He wrote this: the Obama administration is on war footing. Make that a class war footing. This is from March of this year.
That's ridiculous. Look, the current tax code already practices class warfare. It was put in place by the Republicans. If you make $100,000 a year, you may pay 40% in your total income taxes and federal and state and Social Security and all of that. If you make $100 million a year, you pay 16%. Right now, we currently have a massive transfer of wealth from the middle class, hardworking American citizens to only 2% of Americans who got the majority of the Bush tax cuts. It's time to make every American pay their fair share, and that includes the rich.
Well, but hold on, Tracy, why?
So let's just be clear on that, and we'll get to their points in a second. But let's just be clear. If you think that the rich pay too much in taxes, if you think that 16%, which is what the 400 richest Americans pay, is too much, if you want to make sure that they pay less so that the middle class pays more, you're going to want to vote for Republican this fall. And you don't just take my word for it. Let's hear what the conservatives say.
About a law here that basically exempts everyone from pay-as-you-go rules except for the rich. Is that not class warfare?
It's all class warfare. 16%? What tax code are you looking at? The top rates are going to hit 40%. Throw in state taxes. Throw in the fact that many of the deductions are going away as well. The rich are carrying the brunt. And you know what? The rich aren't really even rich these days. $200,000 a year is not rich in certain
Tracy.
Parts of this country. No, right. No, Mark. He's coming down
tell me
on
why
the people.
Warren Buffett pays
he's coming
taxes
down on the people
there.
That came
tell
over
me why.
From the other side of the world to come to this great country to build companies, build businesses. The reason America is great is because we are a land of opportunity that allows us to grow and keep the money we make.
Should Warren Buffett right.
and,
pay the
and,
same tax rate
and,
as
and
his
Mark,
secretary?
Let Mark respond. Let Mark respond.
I just want to know if Warren Buffett should pay the same tax rate as his secretary. It's unfair. She makes far less than he does, and she pays much higher taxes. We need to get rid of the carried interest and make sure
Warren
that people
Buffett
who make hundreds of millions of dollars pay the fair rate of tax.
But maybe, Mark, it's just politics.
So to be clear, you heard it from Tracy. The rich aren't even that rich anymore. They're not even that rich anymore. And in fact, as she points out, $250,000 is not that rich. And actually, I guess Obama agrees because that your rates don't change. If you make actually $250,000, that's the dividing point. Now, if you make $251,000, your taxes will go up under Obama. If you make $251,000 a year, do you know how much extra tax you're going to have to pay? $30. $30. Now, how can someone who makes $250,000 a year afford $30 more in tax? It's not going to happen. They can't afford $30. Instead, you need to cut those union jobs. You need to lay off some teachers, because how can you ask someone who makes $251,000 a year to pay $30 more in taxes? And if you're a millionaire, well, if you're a millionaire, you may have to pay 2% of your income more in taxes. It's true. But I got to tell you, a lot of them feel that, the people that, like union workers, that need to suffer instead. Let's listen to John Layfield on this.
the Clinton years.
Mark, your very, very simplistic view of life that all Democrats are good and all Republicans are evil, it may make you feel very comfortable, but it is just flat wrong. And that's what's wrong with politics, because you got to be a spit bucket carrier for your party if you're going to have a talk show and be a politician for these guys. $1.47 trillion is the deficit that President Obama ran up this year.
No. Bush ran up the deficit.
Bush.
Why do you want to raise $700 billion
2010.
More?
Stop it.
And the president's belief, of course, is that the rich, whoever he wants to define who they are, owe the poor. It's their responsibility. Ironic to me, you know, a gentleman who talks so much about minority rights, well, when you target the rich, that minority, well, that's okay. You know, the smallest minority is in the individual.
And this is poor rich people. You know, Jonathan Henning makes a good point. You know, who says that blacks and women and you know, Latinos, there's other disfavored minorities in America? Rich people. The poor multimillionaire. I gotta tell you, multimillionaires these days, sure, they have their chauffeur, and sure, they have their limousine, and sure, they have their private property and their private police force, and yes, they can buy justice in the courts. But how are they gonna find love? The Beatles say money can't buy me love. And sure, you can buy Anna Nicole Smith, you can buy a bimbo prostitute, but will anyone really respect you? Will they know? Poor rich people, they are a poor disfavored minority. It is so hard to be rich these days. Now, better yet, we need to make sure that the poor people serve their nobles and make sure that hundreds of millions of dollars, because John Layfield cares about the deficit. He really cares about the deficit, but not when it applies to rich people. Rich people don't have to worry about deficits, you see. Let's play just a little bit more.
Mark, if someone owns a really nice house, do you know what they do? They employ people. They buy furniture.
That's
they do
and
things
and
to that
money.
House. They supply jobs to this country, Mark. What
You're
part
wrong.
Of that? Oh, I'm wrong. You're right.
The
I'm
economy runs by
Rich
demand.
Rich people come in to mow the lawn. Right, Mark? That's what happens.
Rich people come in to mow the lawn. You know, Tracy, you make a very good point. You make a very good point. Because we all know that rich people never have anyone mow their lawn at any time. So if they make only $10 million, they have weeds. And only when a rich person makes $20 million or $30 million or $50 million, will they ever hire a gardener. Now, some people would argue that rich people have all the gardeners they need, and they're getting their lawn mowed anyway, and that actually only a middle-class person who makes a little bit more money would actually pay to have their grass mowed. But that's a silly argument. Because the rich can always find something to buy. If they don't have gold-plated toilet seats, they can buy gold-plated toilet seats on their yacht, right? Right? They can always find something to spend. And, at least according to Tracy, they're the engines of the economy. And if you're super rich, you're going to want to vote for Republicans this fall. We'll give you more reasons when we come back.
I helped turn my child's public school into a whole new kind of school. One with a curriculum that really motivates kids. One that has extended hours, 6 days a week, year-round. With loads of academic, cultural, and recreational activities. One that has support services, like medical and dental, right there. A school where parents' involvement is encouraged.
You, the taxpayer.
Where teachers have more time to teach. And students are excited about learning. There's just one problem. My child doesn't ever want to come home. You can help turn your school into a community school for excellence. Find out how. Call 1-877-LOVE-TO-LEARN.
It's coming. Right to your neighborhood. And when it does, you may be surprised. It's your Social Security statement of your benefits, and it's going to help you plan your financial future. Your benefit statement will tell you how much Social Security you're eligible to receive and when you'll get it. Then you'll know how much you need to save for retirement, because that's coming too. The future is in your hands. Choose to save.
toxic fumes from this meth lab are seeping into Jamie's sinus cavity. Ammonia vapors invade her throat. Toxic gases fill her lungs. Jamie's body is deteriorating. And she doesn't even know it.
Jamie, dinner.
So, who has the drug problem now? Find out how meth affects you at drugfree.org/meth.
Here again, the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Inside Scoop, the midterms are just 3 months away, and I'm looking at all the many, many reasons to vote Republican this fall. Now, as you probably know, in times of recession, states have difficulty. They have to balance their budgets, it's true. And they get a lot less money in tax receipts, and they have to spend a lot more in unemployment and welfare. These aren't choices states make. This is just the natural ebb and flow. Because, let's face it, when you're in a recession, all deficits increase. State deficits, federal deficits, and all of that. Now, the traditional solution is to use the federal government, which can print money, give money to the states so you don't have to lay off teachers, firefighters, police officers in the middle of a recession. You don't have to raise taxes. But let's say you want to raise taxes. Let's say you think that your local taxes aren't enough. Let's say you think that in the middle of a recession, the best thing to do is to raise state taxes. What do? Vote Republican. Republicans support raising state taxes. Now, that may surprise you. But the reason why state budgets are hurt is because they're not getting federal aid. And the reason they're not getting federal aid is Republicans oppose federal aid. And so that causes state governments to raise taxes and cut services. And why do conservatives believe that? Well, let's listen to John Layfield.
$140 billion went out of stimulus, and they actually are paying them $194 billion this year. They're going to be short about $180 billion next year. Now, you have the states right now say they're going to have to cut 500,000 jobs. It's more like 1 to 2 million jobs is what's going to have to be cut because the July 1st is the start of their fiscal year. Obama does not want that to happen before midterms. This is politically motivated.
And you don't want to
have to give these states money. Instead of telling the states, balance your budget like you have to by law, Obama's willing to break that law and say, we're just going to give you money. I'll just borrow more from China.
Well, John, you want to cut jobs in the middle of a recession?
I want the states to live within their means, and if they don't have the money to hire the people, then what you're doing is you're taking money from taxpaying citizens and you're giving it to people who don't really need to have that job.
I mean,
people don't really need to have that job. They don't need to have that job. Firefighters, police officers, teachers who've worked there for 50 years, government workers, they don't need to have that job. Why should rich people pay more taxes just so a teacher gets to keep their job? Why? Look at what he said. He said that states are going to have to cut 1 to 2 million jobs because of the recession, and he supports that. He supports that. So if you, like John Layfield, if you viewer, like a high unemployment rate, and you think, say, 10% is enough, you want unemployment to be 15%, 20%, maybe 25%, then you, like John Layfield, should vote Republican. Because there is a party that supports high unemployment. That is the Republican Party. And there's a reason why they support high unemployment. Because they, like their leader, Rush Limbaugh, knows that if Obama is seen as a failure, then Americans are going to vote Republican. And then they can go back to the Bush years. And I want to talk again about what was so good about the Bush years, because people may forget. Let's say you own a hedge fund, and let's say you want to gamble hundreds of billions of dollars, and you don't want to pay for it if you lose your bets. You want a Bush regulator, because the Republicans who ran the SEC were busy, you know, watching porn, and they weren't regulating the companies, and that way you can gamble with hundreds of billions of dollars, and if you lose the money, the taxpayers will bail you out. Let's not forget who began the bailouts. It was Hank Paulson, Treasury Secretary under George W. Bush. John McCain supported them too. Let's say you're an oil company. There's no better time to vote Republican if you're an oil company. If you're an oil company, you know that you got $35 billion a year under the Republicans. $35 billion. Not only was it tax-free, it was subsidies. Americans all across the land were taxed to pay for your oil company. Even though oil companies happen to be the most profitable companies in America. Why, under George W. Bush, Exxon made $42 billion in 2008. But $42 billion, that's not enough. With taxpayer subsidies, they made, $47 billion. And, you know, it's hard to live as a company with only $42 billion. So if you're an oil company, You love Republicans. Another reason why you would love Republicans, of course, if you're an oil company, is that you don't have to worry about regulating safety. BP knew this. Under the Bush administration, the Mines and Minerals Service was really, they were a fun bunch of people. Now, Obama wants to put in all these nerds. They want to look over and watch over your shoulder and make sure you're not killing anybody and make sure that the rubber gaskets work and make sure that there's all these fail-safe prevention measures. Forget that. Under the Bush administration, under the Republicans, life was much better. Under the Republicans, under the Mines and Minerals Service, you'd have to worry about the regulators. They were your pals. You went to school with them. They were the very people in your oil company. They would go out, they'd work for the government for a little while, they'd come back to your oil company. They didn't spend much time regulating you, but they had great fishing and shooting competitions. They went to ball games together. They'd ride on your private jet with you, and you could all go and enjoy the games together. And they didn't worry about pesky little safety measures. It's not just for the oil companies, coal companies too. Don Blankenship, right? Now, Democrats actually care about the 28 miners that Blankenship killed, but Republicans know that 28 poor people in West Virginia are not very expensive. You can buy a poor person for much, much cheaper than the real cost of protecting them. Protecting them and keeping them from dying, that is expensive. And Republicans worry about your bottom line. So if you're a coal company and you want to make a big profit and you don't care about people's lives, you need to vote Republican. Republicans will make sure that you will get your high profits, and they won't let all those pesky, you know what you can do if you kill them? Just pay for the funerals. That's what Don Blankenship did. Just pay for the funerals, and they'll go away. They can't sue you. Well, as long as the Republicans are in power, they can't sue you because we want tort reform. And one of the great things about tort reform is it ensures that those people with money can never be sued. If you kill a minor, for example, by the time the widow gets there and pays for a lawyer and goes to court and sues, and we can draw that out for 10, 19 years, the widow's probably dead by then. And because she doesn't get punitive damages or pain and suffering under the Republican tort reform, well, she'll never get paid at all. So if you believe that profits are utmost and you don't want people bothering you with lawsuits, you gotta vote Republican. Let's say, for example, you have a company that pours a bunch of sludge out into the rivers. A lot of coal companies, for example, use arsenic, which is a poison. Yeah, it's a poison. But in making coal and making energy and making profits for your coal company, you want to pour the arsenic out in the local rivers where it gets in the fish and people eat it and people die. The Democrats want to let people sue you to stop polluting their rivers. But that's expensive. If you have to not throw your arsenic in the river, you have to find some safe way to dispose of it. That is expensive. That hurts American business. You want to vote Republican. Republicans understand that the waters belong to all of us. The air belongs to all of us. This land is your land. This land is my land. And if I want to pour my sludge in your backyard, your yard is my yard. If I want to pour the sludge in the nation's rivers, I own the rivers too. Why can't I pour arsenic and cyanide in the rivers? That is the argument for the Republicans. So if you believe that we have too clean water, that the air is too clean, that the water is too clean, and that you need to throw a bunch of sludge in, you're gonna wanna vote Republican. Maybe, for example, you know that global warming is a farce. You know, for example, that we've had a really, really cold July. Now, the weathermen with their thermometers claim that we've had the warmest month this July on record of any month at any time in American history. Thermometers, they're owned by the liberal media. You know that actually there was a lot of snow in July, that it was really, really cold. And you know that all those pictures of the Arctic ice melting, that's just some grand conspiracy theory. And you know that, well, carbon, you gotta put a lot of carbon in the air. That's what makes countries go. And you also know that green energy is a silly idea. Just because China's doing it, and just because they're becoming the leader in it, we can become the leader in fossil fuels. We can become the leader in oil. We can become the leader in railroads. We can become the leader in steam engines. We can become the leader of the abacus. We can truly be the leader in 3 millennia-old technology. If you believe that, well, again, you're going to want to vote for the Republicans this fall. But let's say you're concerned about immigration. Many of you have focused on the Arizona bill, and you know that all these illegal immigrants are trying to take American jobs and you want to punish them. Well, first of all, the statistics are a little unclear on this point because they show actually there were some 16 million illegal immigrants under the Bush era. It's down to about 12 million now. In fact, all the pictures they show on Fox News of those illegal immigrants climbing the fence, those were all taken during the Bush years. And in fact, even the claims like that Phoenix is the kidnapping capital, that actually is a claim from the Bush years. So it's actually gone down. Crime is down, illegal immigration is down. But let's face it, maybe you just don't like Latinos very much. And you know that in order to get Americans to, well, get rid of some of those Latinos, you know that the best way to do it is to complain about illegal immigrants, even though crime is down, even though there are fewer ones crossing the borders, even though, let's face it, Obama has given us the safest border in 20 years. Well, you're going to want to vote Republican. You're going to want people like Governor Jan Brewer, a Republican running for her very close primary. And she knew that, well, the law that Arizona passed was unconstitutional. But you see, if you can rally enough people up and you can persuade them that things are happening that aren't happening, persuade them that crime is up even though it's down, persuade them that illegal immigrants are coming across the border when actually they're less, then you can really get people up in arms and focusing on, well, a non-existent problem rather than on the real problems of the country. And if you want to do that, well, you're certainly going to want to vote Republican. Now, to be fair, the Republicans 4 years ago did pass immigration reform. 23 of them, John McCain, one of 23 Republican senators, that supported a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants. But they know that as long as Obama is president, they can't give him that victory. Of course not. So if you believe that, well, the Republicans should be able to shift their views based on who's president, and you really don't hold your views that strongly anyway, and you don't care whether a politician truly believes what they've said, well, then you're going to want to vote Republican. And I haven't even gotten to the Disclose Act. Do you know about the Disclose Act? You may know about the Citizens United case. Do you know about this case, the United States Supreme Court case, that said that corporations get to own their own politicians? See, Democrats believe that only individual Americans have rights under the Constitution of the United States. But Republicans believe that corporations, they're the ones that need full constitutional protection. And they're the ones like Exxon that made $42 billion during the Bush administration, that they should be able to spend unlimited amounts of money to control a presidential campaign. Now, this is in the Constitution. I don't happen to see it here, but I'm sure some Republican will let me know where. Corporations not even in this document, but I'm sure it's understood or implied or somehow in here that corporations control the United States government. In any case, if you believe that, you're going to want to vote Republican this fall. The number is 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. Can you think of other reasons to vote Republican? I got a few more up my sleeve. We'll be right back after this.
One day these rats were playing in the woods.
One ounce of matches and that's no good.
Yeah. Listen to smoke before you give it a try.
Only you.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Fire!
Why don't you just wash your car at home?
When I wash my car, everything runs down the street and down into the storm drains. With all the chemicals and the soaps and waxes, the last thing I want to do is poison my own drinking water.
At least here, it's all contained and recycled on site.
That's why I also take my car in for oil changes instead of doing it myself. I might take a chance on spilling stuff.
You know what the best part is?
What?
More time to kick back and watch the game.
How far would you go to protect the planet?
I want you to build an ark.
Here we go.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, okay.
Ow!
Maybe there's another way.
People, the flood is imminent.
Is it too much to ask for a little precipitation?
Go to fightglobalwarming.com to find out what you and your community can do to reduce global warming pollution.
Somewhere around the world, there are men and women of the armed forces risking their lives, helping rebuild communities after natural disasters, collecting toys for needy children, tutoring kids in school. These are your sons and daughters who work to keep us safe, secure, and free. Dedicated men and women who put their country first.
Here again, The Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to The Inside Scoop. The Republicans have talked a lot about deficits. They're concerned about deficit spending. Now, you may remember that when they were in power, and I believe people should be judged by what they did in power, they ran up the largest deficit America's ever seen. Bill Clinton, the last Democratic president prior to this one, ran up the highest surplus America's ever seen, and Republicans spent that mostly on tax breaks to the super wealthy. They wanted to run up massive, and it wasn't just that. To be fair, there were two wars that weren't paid for. There was a pharmaceutical drug bill that gave tremendous, really hundreds of billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies. They gave hundreds of billions of dollars to oil companies. Lots of corporate welfare, to be sure. But they did spend a heck of a lot of money. Well, now Republicans have a new argument. They really are concerned about the deficit, except with regard to rich people. They want to make sure that the deficit grows and grows and grows if the money is going to the rich, but in no other case. Don't believe me? Watch this recent debate that I had on Fox.
It's the recession that's causing this. Look, a recession causes less tax receipts to come in. It causes more money to go out in unemployment, welfare, and health benefits. Right. It always causes deficits to increase, and states have to balance their budget.
You know what the recession does to people's households? It makes them cut back. Nobody sends money to me when
Except
I'm in a recession,
Except for the rich.
Mark.
You want to give them all this
Nobody
money.
Nobody sends money
make the
to
rich
me.
Cut back,
I
Tracy.
Cut back. The rich cut back. Two, everybody cuts back
then
except
end their
the government.
Tax breaks.
The government does not ever seem to cut back. Your Keynesian notions don't work.
Yeah, in fact, you have states that lining up in, you have the prospect, Cheryl, as you pointed out, of states lining up in Washington with their handouts because, lo and behold, they have a great idea out of how to spend the richest money, which I know Mark is, you know, so eager to put on a plan and bring it down to them.
I'll tell you
what,
except
Wayne.
Except when the money goes to the rich people. Then you love deficit.
Except when they earn it.
Now that...
Okay, so you got it. Deficits are bad, except when the money goes to rich people. And let's face it, as Tracy said, the rich cut back, too. They cut back, too. This recession has been very hard on rich people. Indeed, rich people like those at AIG and Goldman Sachs have made record bonuses. But when they make record bonuses, when people like Tony Hayward make $18 million after ruining the golf for a generation, do you think he has any friends? When Goldman Sachs ruins the economy but makes hundreds of millions of dollars in bonuses paid for by taxpayers, do you really think people like them? The rich have suffered so much, and we can see that they have a party on their side, the Republican Party, always willing to stick up for failing CEOs, always willing to stick up for the people that they may ruin an economy, but don't they have a big heart? The Republicans are willing to stick up. So what if Tony Hayward ruined the golf for a generation or two or three? Hundreds of years from now, I'm sure there'll be shrimp in the Gulf again. I'm sure it will be fine. And if you understand that getting oil out of the Gulf is more important than those shrimpers, what's a shrimper? I mean, does a shrimper have a great granddaddy willing to give him hundreds of millions of dollars? No. And we all know that those are the people that the Republicans favor. Because why should Paris Hilton have to work a day in her life? Make the shrimpers work. And let's not make, if you are a Republican, of course, you're against the BP compensation fund. It was a shakedown. It was awful. If you're a Republican, you know how terrible it is for Obama to grab money from this helpless corporation BP and give it to all these voracious shrimpers. You know if you're a Republican that people out there getting shrimp out of the Gulf, they're the real culprits. If they weren't pulling so many shrimp out of the Gulf, they wouldn't have weakened the soil, which caused the rocks to make the oil spill fail. Right? Right? But you know it's true. Sarah Palin says it's true. She called the BP compensation fund a shakedown. She wasn't the only one. There are lots of people on Fox News that have called it a shakedown. Stuart Varney and others. They understand that when a corporation successfully causes an oil spill and ruins people's lives, that those people are just going to have to get over it. Just wipe themselves off and find a new job. Why should Tony Hayward, who makes $18 million a year, why should he suffer just because, oh, some generation of shrimpers lost their livelihood? If you are Republican, you understand that. And if you understand it, you're going to vote Republican this fall. But let's say you're someone who thinks, well, the economy should improve. Let's say you're someone who supports, say, a package for small business. Well, then you're going to want to vote for the Democrats. The Republicans voted against the small business package. Let's say you want a program to provide for jobs. Then you're going to want to vote for the Democrats. But Republicans understand, for example, that the largest middle-class tax cut in American history was a bad idea. They believe in raising taxes in the middle of a recession, unless you're rich. If you're rich, you do get a lot of money back. And the other thing about Republicans you need to understand is that they firmly believe that you need 60 votes in the Senate to do anything. Now, some of us believe that, well, a majority should decide. The Constitution doesn't happen to mention a filibuster. It's nowhere in here. Nowhere in this document does it say you need 60 votes to accomplish anything. The filibuster originally was a very, very rare procedure, rarely used. Well, the Republicans have used it more times in the last 2 years than every single Congress at any time in American history. So if you think that Congress has not done enough, if you think that Congress hasn't accomplished enough, hasn't solved the recession, hasn't solved the economic problems, and if you think that Congress should solve the economic problems, you don't want to vote Republican. But if you believe that Congress should obstruct the president, that Congress should prevent the economy from improving, if you believe that Congress should stand in the way even of arms to the troops, Republicans filibustered that. If you think, for example, troops have too much body armor and they're really being kind of whiny, demanding to have armor just because they're in a war zone, you're going to want to vote Republican. If you believe that even uncontroversial appointments, judges that got 95 votes, or naming post office, if you believe it should take, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, or 5 weeks, or 6 weeks to put in an uncontroversial nominee, if you think Congress moves too fast, you're going to want to vote Republican. Republicans understand that each and everything should take 6 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, and they're enshrining that principle in American history. Now, let's say that you don't want the government to act, and there are plenty of people who don't. You want Congress and the president to be at loggerheads. You want them to be constantly bickering while the economy fails. And you want to make sure that nothing can be done to help people who are unemployed. You're going to want to vote Republican. Because Republicans believe that government cannot succeed and should not succeed. And that's why Republicans want more Republicans in government. Because why would you want in government someone who believes in government? Why would you want a regulator who believes in regulation? Why would you want someone in charge of the economy who believes in making the economy work? If you vote Republican, you can be sure that you can put in there a regulator who doesn't believe in regulation. You can put on the Civil Rights Commission someone who doesn't care about civil rights. You can put on the courts people who don't care about the Constitution. See, if you really believe that corporations should have all power, and the government should be small enough that, as Grover Norquist argued, could be drowned in a bathtub, then you want to vote Republican. Because you know that CEOs always have your best interest at heart, right? If you trust your corporate CEO, then you're going to want to vote Republican. Now, Democrats have this plan, and I admit it, it's true. They want to let shareholders decide who runs corporations. They actually want to have elections for CEO. They want to say that if you own a share of a company, you get to decide who runs that company. That's ridiculous, right? Republicans understand that CEOs appoint the board of directors, the board of directors appoint the CEO, and the shareholder takes what scraps they get. Republicans understand trickle-down economics. They understand that if you force feed enough foie gras in the mouth of a very wealthy person, sometimes some crumbs will fall on the floor and poor people can pick it up. And they also understand, and this is Republican policy, that if you're in the middle of great economic times, that's when you need to spend. You remember, Clinton gave us very good economic times, and Republicans decided they wanted massive deficits in those times. They didn't want to save money in those good times. They wanted to spend money on oil companies and pharmaceutical companies and on a couple wars. And so, if you believe that we should run massive deficits in good times, you should vote for the Republicans. But what if you believe that in bad times, we need to strangle the economy? What if you believe that just like the Republicans want to force feed someone who's morbidly obese, that we need to starve someone who's hungry? We need to cut jobs, as John Layfield said in the middle of a recession. We want to cut jobs. We want to raise taxes. We want to make sure that the middle class hurts. Because, after all, the more the middle class hurts, the more Republican votes come this fall. Then you gotta vote for the Republican Party. Because they understand that if you have a good economy, then America succeeds. And if America succeeds, then President Obama and the Democrats succeed. And what could be worse than that? Also, if you believe that we have too little partisanship in this country, that we haven't called the president Hitler enough, that we haven't accused him of racism enough, if you want to bring more allegations of racism, more allegations of socialism and Nazism, if you really like when Americans are at loggerheads fighting and trying to tear each other out, you want to vote Republican. Because I got to tell you, there are very few Republicans that are able to work with President Obama. Even people like Olympia Snowe or Susan Collins, the only two moderate Republicans left, are getting a lot of pressure from their party not to work with President Obama anymore. And if you vote for enough Republicans, you can make sure the American government fails completely. You can make sure the American economy fails completely. You can make sure that we have the same kind of great economic policies that Herbert Hoover once installed in this country. Why stop at 10% unemployment? We can have 15%, 20%, 25%. We can have massive inflation. In fact, if you really like wars that aren't paid for, you got to vote for the Republicans. Obama did a silly thing. He put the wars on budget, so actually it shows up in the deficit figures. But we don't want to put wars on budget. We want to keep them off budget. We want to keep them in slush funds. If you believe in secret government, if you believe in making sure that everything is done very quietly, the way Dick Cheney did when he gave a lot of subsidies to oil companies, then you're going to want to vote Republican. So we only have about 45 seconds left. November is 3 months away. If you believe in the principles that I've described today, you're going to want to vote Republican. Now, if you want the economy to do better, and if you want deficits to go down, if you believe in fairness for all, and you believe that the middle class deserve rights too, and you don't believe in everything going for the wealthy, well, then you'll want to vote for the Democrats. But I'm sure, based on their policies, based on what the Democrats have done and what they're trying to do, the only way the Democrats are going to succeed is if they get enough to break the Republican filibuster. You would need more Democrats to make Democratic policies succeed. And in order to regulate corporations and make sure they don't sully the Gulf and ruin Wall Street, the only way to do that is to vote Democratic. If you want that, well, we have more Democrats in Congress already. See you in November. This is Mark Levine.